So we're back. So today we're going to talk about two fallacies. The first one is the straw man argument. So what's the straw man argument, Doctor?
It's when you attack a position that your opponent isn't really proposing.
Oh.
Suppose we're having a budget argument,
okay,
and I make a proposal that the budget be such and such and that we raise it in the following ways, and then somebody says, oh, but that's a communist way of thinking, and then makes a big attack on communism instead of my budget proposal. They've
okay.
really changed the subject to something else that they find easy to attack. Maybe I agree with their attack. I'm not a communist, so I
right.
don't. But then I'm not proposing anything as a communist proposal.
Mm-hmm.
But they set up this straw man and knock the straw man down. It's easy to do, but it's got nothing to do with the issue, the genuine issue before us.
So really what it's doing is just like throwing the attention somewhere else,
yep.
but again, not on the issue of the budget.
A substitute target.
That's like, it seems like that's a common thread in these fallacies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, don't talk about what the subject is.
Well, that's right. That's right. A lot of them are like that, yeah.
So here's another one, and we'll do that one today too. Appeal to ignorance. Argumentum ad
ignorantium.
See?
They all have Latin names.
Okay,
so don't be
so he
Latin.
Is definitely into Latin here.
You don't
okay.
need a Latin name.
Okay, we all need Latin names. So what is appeal to ignorance?
Well, it's like claiming that something has not been proven, therefore it's false.
Oh.
And if it's not been proven, then you don't know one way or the other. You can't argue from the fact that nobody tested something that it's either true or false. You just don't know.
Right. But you can take that the opposite way, too. It's not unproven, therefore, maybe it's true.
That's right.
And I've noticed when I've heard this, people slip in the word maybe. You know what I mean? They're not going to... It's almost like they modify it just a little bit, but
well,
it's still...
If you already knew that this is a maybe, which means maybe it's true and maybe it's not, then why make an argument at all? Why add this hasn't been proven, therefore,
mm-hmm.
make it sound as though the conclusion follows that it's not true or it's true. If you know that it's possible and you don't know which it is, true or false, then you don't know, period.
Right.
You can't appeal to not having proof or not having knowledge to confirm either one of those, that
right.
it is or isn't, or that it isn't.
I think in ministry, what we always have to be careful of when we do our exegesis and that, is that we really seek to see what the subject is, and when we can't make a conclusion, then we don't speculate too much. Because, I mean, you can do this as sort of like, well, the scripture says it doesn't say this, therefore, or it doesn't say this,
oh, yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and then, therefore, you know, this is formidable when something else in scripture might
right.
contradict that.
Yeah, I used to put this to my students this way. Is it the case that whatever Scripture doesn't forbid is permitted? Or is it the case that whatever it doesn't permit is forbidden?
Right.
And the proper answer to that is neither one.
Right.
What it doesn't forbid, you have to make a judgment concerning using the principles that it does give you.
Right. That's powerful, everybody. Did you just hear what Dr. said? That's powerful. That you actually, we've been given our mind. We have the Holy Spirit to kind of guide us is what is right or true. But we don't, like, try to... It's a logical fallacy to quote a scripture in a sort of backhanded way when
yeah,
it's not really there.
That's right. And it's certainly a false assumption that unless it explicitly permits something, it must be forbidden, or that unless it explicitly forbids it, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Scripture doesn't name every wrongdoing anybody could ever think of. So
right.
Scripture doesn't... There's no commandment that says don't roast infants for fun. But it's still wrong.
Right.
So what you have to do is see the principles that are going on behind the rules that we do have and apply the principles to the case where we don't have a rule.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
This is fun. I'm looking forward to the next two of them next.